welcome to a new episode of Interactive Control. This is the place where you get all your burning industrial controls questions answered. I am your new host, Sebastian Bertrand, and I'm taking over the show from Michelle Rosinski. Big thanks to Michelle for showing me the ropes and all the podcasts she's produced for the past 3 years. For those of you interested, by the way, you may want to check out Michelle's newsletter on LinkedIn called Career Adventures. It's a good read and always thought-provoking. So, this episode of the show is a discussion on control systems lifecycle during the lifecycle of an industrial power plant with my guest, Taha Muzamil. Taha is a controls product manager at GE Vernova, and he's based out of Dubai in the UAE. In addition to his 16 years in gas turbine controls engineering and fleet management at Alstom and GE Vernova, he sports not one but two degrees, one engineering degree and one MBA. In summary, he's the ideal person for our conversation today. We're going to cover basic challenges that power plant owners have to deal with, strategies on how to help manage such challenges as agnostically as possible, and I might even let Taha plug a couple of GE Vernova solutions as well. Taha, welcome to the show and this episode of Interactive Controls.
Thanks, Seb. Glad to be here. I am excited to share the various aspects that customers should consider for maintaining their control systems across the power plant lifecycle, and how GE Vernova as a controls OEM can offer responsive services to support customers on their mission.
Hey, Taha, at the end of 2023, you and a few others hosted a webinar on this topic with many attendees. It was a great success and great interactive discussions with plant owners, operators, control stacks, etc. In a nutshell, why is controls lifecycle a challenge in our power and generation industry?
Well, power plants by definition have to make power or have to be ready at all times to make power. They may typically face a number of challenges with controls across the plant. I can think of at least five. One, electronics get old. It's getting harder and harder to get parts when you need them, which can put power production at risk. Harder to get parts means manufacturing the old cards is expensive, which can translate into higher operational costs for customers.
All right. If you have a system that's 20, 30 years old, or even less than that, you might not even be able to secure electronic chips to manufacture electronics. What else?
Often, plants are dealing with many different brands and systems with OEM and PLC control. PLC means Programmable Logic Controller. This means more spares are required. You need skilled manpower and training to maintain these systems, leading to higher O&M costs again.
That's a good reminder. For having played with many PLCs myself, I remember programming different brands, relearning on the fly, struggling to get parts. Makes sense to me that one might try to consolidate into one platform, but hey, what about software?
Oh, believe it or not, software gets old and needs upgrades. Accessories equipment breaks down. Turbo machinery ages and requires fast troubleshooting to return to production. Think about that. If the grid around you is getting more difficult because of more renewable power being on the wires, the system you had when the plant was installed or upgraded might no longer be adequate to fulfill your missions as a power plant. Maintaining these systems can lead to higher O&M costs.
Right, right. Control systems are complex to understand and maintain over time.
So we have covered up to three now. So fourth one, qualified personnel. This one is critical, and qualified personnel can be difficult to find, especially on older systems. Finally, did I mention cybersecurity? Power plants face an increasing level of threats to protect against and regulations to comply with, which keeps evolving across many countries.
That's a lot of technical and personnel challenges for a power plant to take into consideration. In simple terms, I guess it's about business continuity. What are the issues to consider?
At the end of the day, customers care about high reliability of their power plant. So here are a few key issues to consider. Should I run into an issue, how fast can I solve a problem? Do I have maintenance personnel trained at the facility to solve problems? If I don't have capable people on site, do I have timely access to expertise, considering an industry-wide shortage of qualified personnel? Do I have the necessary parts in stock for quick replacement and restart of the power plant whenever I need? Am I prepared for disaster recovery if there is a system crash? Considering all these issues, having a plan to address business continuity issues is crucial.
Those are solid points. How fast? Do I have the right people to take care of the problems? Do I have the parts? Do I have a plan? What kind of advice can you offer to a customer to better manage and plan lifecycle costs when thinking about the control system?
Well, the first step is to assess your risk, especially the power plant risk.
Risk can mean many things to many people. Tell us more.
Okay, three things come to my mind. First, there is no one-size-fits-all approach when it comes to risk assessment. The risks vary based on power plant operating profile, in-house capability, age of control systems, operating systems installed on HMI computers, and much more. Second, depending on the risk assessment, customers may need to address short-term issues such as technical support readiness, inventory assessment, ordering required parts, cyber risks, and being compliant to the cybersecurity standard. And third, for some of the long-term issues, customer may need to have a preventive maintenance plan in place, maintaining cybersecurity posture, assessing resources capability, and training the people and managing equipment obsolescence.
Okay, so you've done your risk assessment. Now what? What does a power plant need to do in order to be prepared? What do you see when you visit customers around the world?
Yeah, next up is planning and then execution. Specifically, you need to plan for lifecycle management costs of your control system. To give you a personal example, am I going to keep my car for next 2 years, 10 years, or 20 years? For some customers, lifecycle management costs need to be considered along with the control system or HMI upgrade. So it is capital expenditures for them. For other customers, lifecycle management costs are considered as part of their operating expenses or OPEX. Therefore, it must be budgeted year over year.
Wow, my accounting class memory is a bit rusty, but amortization of investments versus expenses, that makes sense to me. What else?
So other key topics to be considered by customers while planning lifecycle costs are inventory management. How many electronic parts to keep in stock? That's a balance between overstocking. It's having the cost and having the parts in time. There's a balance there. Obsolescence management. For obsolescence management planning, consider average years of service life per unit and hardware life. Then, depending on the vintage of control systems, customers may need to plan for incremental upgrades or comprehensive system upgrades. For example, Mark 6E versus a legacy Mark. Mark 6E is the current production system. You may want to consider incremental upgrades versus a legacy Mark. You want to do a full comprehensive system upgrade to bring it to the latest and greatest Mark 6E. Then technical support. Problem solving readiness via internal workforce or cost for getting technical support from an OEM like GE or Nova. Preventive maintenance plans and the frequency of executing those plans so that you can keep your control systems healthy. Training record, you have to maintain a capable workforce and not to wait for an emergency. Maintaining the cybersecurity posture and being compliant with those evolving cybersecurity standards.
Never forget cyber. This is great, Taha. Thank you. So now we've talked about the risk and some of the most important ways to keep a power plant positioned for success. Is there some ways GE Vernova can help customers through some of these issues, like lifecycle planning?
Sure, but I will be candid here. I might just do a commercial plug for GE Vernova's LifeCat portfolio overview here.
All right, let's hear it.
I will also give you the link for Jeeva Noah Controls LifeCat services to be added in the podcast description for customers who would like to learn more and reach out to us for additional information. Okay. Our customers across the globe have asked us to help them, so we have developed a suite of services to help address short-term and long-term issues discussed thus far. And I am thrilled to present Jeeva Noah's Controls LifeCat Services portfolio, which is offered in a multi-year agreement format. First of all, the overarching goal of the Controls LifeCat Services is to minimize planned downtime by keeping the control systems healthy, secure, and updated throughout the power plant lifecycle.
All right, okay, you got my interest. Tell us about this set of services.
So now coming to the services, there are 9 different services, so bear with me. So number one, 24/7 technical support. It can be offered, technical support can be offered in different formats. Remote diagnostic support for providing a quicker response to technical issues, or where we cannot install a remote equipment for connectivity, we could do technical support via phone and email. Virtual assistance is an alternative service to allow video collaboration between Jeeva Noah experts and customers to help troubleshoot issues.
Having an expert on the phone when you need it, that's absolutely key. What about before you need it?
So that's preventive maintenance. It's all about proactively performing control system maintenance tasks through control TA visits to help avoid planned downtime. For example, proactively identifying issues such as an I/O pack has failed and the next I/O fault could cause a unit trip. Identifying is key.
That makes sense. It's like a yearly physical for your power plant. What else do you need to be prepared?
Parts coverage, that's number 3. We offer repair and return of parts, new parts, of course, and remanufactured part. But one service worth highlighting is our PartSmart subscription program. Once agreed upon a list of parts with our customers, we can stock the parts in our Longmont facility and make it ready for pickup on the same day. For customers who do not want to stock inventory and want quick delivery of parts, this is a great option. Then number 4, a power plant can lean on a resident engineer. So resident engineer service is all about allocating a Jeeva Noah controls expert to your maintenance team to perform various controls maintenance tasks without adding overhead costs to your personal budget.
Got it. Hey, I am shocked you haven't mentioned cybersecurity yet.
It's coming. For customers who may need advice of their cybersecurity posture and to be compliant with the cybersecurity standard, cybersecurity assessment is a great place to start. Depending on the assessment outcome, we will recommend you a suitable cyber solution and patching services to be compliant. Then the number 6th one is software update service. That provides access to new features, security updates, and enables upgrades to latest MAR6C hardware, like the UCSC controller.
That's platform software. We call it firmware in our controls lingo. What about the algorithms, the turbo machinery software?
Okay, control still coverage provides access to the application software updates, to your question, on a yearly basis to enhance equipment reliability.
Got it. 7 down, 2 more to go. What are you missing?
Number 8, single point of contact. A contract manager is an integral part of Controls LifeCat Services portfolio and is your single point of contact to help ensure the Controls LifeCat Services are executed in a timely manner to customer satisfaction. And this person will also have a full knowledge of all different issues across the fleet and can help the customers to solve the problems. Number 9, finally, our central portal. Our aim here is to provide visibility to customers on hardware obsolescence, software obsolescence, and any vulnerabilities associated with the installed software.
Well, that was a lot of information. This is going to test my memory here. Let me try to do a recap on all nine. So number one, 24/7 technical support. Number two, preventative maintenance. Number three, parts coverage and inventory of parts. Number four, having a resident engineer. Number five, cybersecurity, of course. Number six, software updates. Number seven, algorithm updates. Number eight, single point of contact. And then finally, number nine, the central portal to keep track of everything. I think I got it all. Anything to add?
No, bravo, Sip. All these nine services can be offered as a multi-year agreement. GVerno as a controls OEM can go beyond this and offer multi-year agreements to maintain hardware and software current for a long term through a risk-sharing model. The idea here is to provide customers with peace of mind that their control needs are covered over the life cycle of the power plant.
Well, especially now when we're seeing trends starting to extend power plants' life until 2050 or 2060. So if I try to summarize, this controls life care set of services is engineered to reduce the plant downtime, the budget spend, and provide support for the controls for the life of the plant. That's it?
Yes. I have touched upon the diverse ways we can support the needs of customers' control assets throughout their life cycle, even retrofitting and consolidating various PLCs around the plant to reduce the looming controls liabilities.
Well, Taha, thank you so much for your time and going over all these challenges power plants have to face every day and helping lay out a set of solutions that power plants around the globe should consider for their operations.
Thank you so much, Seb. I'm looking forward to customer queries and how GVerno can support them to solve their controls issues.
Excellent.